Hello, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. We're still in the middle of Thanksgiving weekend and the beginning of the official holiday season where everything, you know, even though it was decorated for Christmas a month ago, now is the time when it generally gets going. So just wishing everybody the best holiday season and everything out there. And I'm sure it'll be great for everybody. But, you know, we start out our show every week kind of going through what's going on with the stats and what's going on with houses in Central Florida. And actually, there were 669 that sold last week, homes. And the median price is $370,000. So that's kind of what's going on out there. The interest rates are still really low. Sometimes they're in the 3.1 or so, and sometimes they're right around 2. So they kind of vary from day to day, but they're still at really good rates. And so that's why you're seeing, partially why you're seeing so many houses that are selling. In that under 250,000, there were actually 84 homes that sold under 250,000, and they're still going for probably about, on average, about 2% under asking because they sold at 4,500 under asking price, which the list price was 186 and the sale price was 181. So a little bit of room there. Then when you come between 250 and 3, there were 85 houses that sold in that price range and they were only 105 over asking, but they were on average over asking and the price in that was like 271. So kind of right in the middle between 250 and 3, right? And then between 300 and 400, there were 227 houses. So that's one of our bigger price ranges right there. So about 100 and, 112 or 13 or so. And then between 400 and 500, there were also 109 homes. So basically, you know, between 3 and 4, there's a lot more homes selling than anywhere else. And that's obviously right where the median price is. The list price to sale price, actually, it was about $1,000 over asking. So I always ask the same question, if you could get the house for $1,000 more or not get the house, would it be worth it to get it? And if you finance it, you know, maybe it's another, you know, maybe $5 a month or something like that. So it's really not a whole lot of money, you know, in order to get the house that you really want. Between 400 and 500, now it starts going the other way. It was 1,600 under asking in that price range, and between 500 and a million, which there were 141 homes that sold in that price range, they were about 3,000 under asking. So just at about 0.5% under asking is what they were. And then over a million, there were 23 homes that sold. And again, you get a little bit of a discount there. The price, list price was 1.86, and they were, and the difference was 95,000 under. So basically, when you get over a million, there's a lot more houses on the market, a lot more to choose from. And so you get a little bit more that you can go ahead and negotiate on there. So basically, the inventory is actually gone down by 100 now. So now we're sitting at 2,549 houses on the market. So at the end of October, we were actually sitting at 0.9 of a month of inventory. So obviously, we're obviously a little bit less of than that at this point in time. When you're looking at condos, the there were 220 of those that sold, and the median price for them was 229.8. And so obviously, a little bit less than single family homes if you want to head in that direction. 121 of the 220 were under 250, and they actually went at about 2,000 under asking. So the median price was 176 and they sold for 1959 under. So just a little over 1% is what's going on there. Between 250 and 3, they were $90 over asking. And, you know, in that same price range in home, it was 105. So that goes along right with where that's at. Between 300 and 400, there were 44 properties and they went for about 1,000 under asking. Then between 4 and 5, there were only 12 houses that in that price range, but they went for 1,700 above asking. And then between 500 and a million, there were 6 of them, and they went about 2,000 over asking. So basically, the inventory decreased by 27 in that range. So that's kind of where we're at. So we're still at about 1,000 houses that are on the market. So just a little over a month's supply on condos. So there's a little bit more of those out there. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So when I was looking, everybody's talking about the Zillow offers and that's no longer being in existence right now because they're an iBuyer, as we call them, which are companies that are coming in and using valuation methods to figure out what the price of the house is, and then they're purchasing them, putting them back on the market and selling them. Sometimes they're fixing them up and that kind of thing. And so what I decided to do is do a little research to see how many of them they actually own, in our area. And this might not be 100% comprehensive, but from what I could tell, and I just pulled up the four counties that are included in our stats, which are Lake, Seminole, Orange, and Osceola. And basically, when you're looking at them, there's not a whole lot of houses that Zillow owns in our area. For example, and I did Osceola County because it was the least, but there were 68 homes that Zillow currently owns. However, only 36 of them have not hit the market yet. So the other ones that the other 32 of them that are owned by Zillow right now, they're either under contract, about ready to be sold, or they're on the market on the MLS as active. And I added up that one because that was the easiest one to go through because it was the least number to figure out how many of them there were. But in all the other counties, it looked kind of consistent in regards to that as well. So in Orange County, they owned 215, Lake 91, and Seminole 152. But you got to remember, like I said, about 50% of those are already on the market or under contract or whatever. And so if they continue with that last 50% that they own here, which I don't see why they wouldn't do that, they're just going to be able to sell them through regular methods. And so that's not going to have an impact, on our housing here. Even if all of those were dumped onto the market, it wouldn't make a dent really in regards to what was going on. Because there are, like I said, just last week, there were 669 properties that sold. And so when you're looking at roughly 3,000 a month, and all they have is maybe 100 of them that aren't already on the market in Orange County, it's not going to make a big dent if those properties were, put on the market at some kind of a fire sale, which obviously I don't think that that's going to happen. So I think that when you're, looking out there and you're thinking that the real estate market is going to fall apart, I strongly disagree with that. I think that the way things are going right now is that there are definitely a lot of buyers out there. As interest rates climb, if they do, which the prediction, which I talked about last week, is that it won't go higher than like 3.7%. That will affect pricing a little bit, but it's still not going to affect it to the point where we're really going to be extremely concerned about it. So basically, when you're out there and thinking, do I want to buy a house now or do I want to wait? I think you have to look at the long term in regards to what your whole plans are, what you want to do, how you want to do it, and all of those things to make sure that you're looking at apples to oranges and looking at the way that you really want to make things happen, for you and your life and your family and all that kind of thing. And there is pent-up demand and everything that's here because there's multiple offers being made on properties and people aren't walking away from them if you don't have decisions right away. And also they're saying that with opening up the borders and people coming from other countries again, that there's kind of pent-up demand for some of those people as well. So, you never know, but I think there's a lot of good things going on in Central Florida. So, in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So one of the things that I was looking at this week, which I thought was really interesting, and it was talking about how buyers with VA loans compete with everybody else out there in the market. And I thought this was really good because the bottom line is that we do want VA buyers to be able to get whatever they want when it comes to housing. And really, in my opinion, they should be first in line when an offer comes in. And basically what a VA buyer is obviously it's a veteran that is exercising their right to get a VA loan, which is backed by the VA and everything. And in the past, like probably, 10, 15 years ago, you had to jump through a lot of hoops when you were working with VA buyers because the house had to be in perfect condition and all of those kinds of things because they wanted the houses to be in perfect condition, for the veterans. I mean, they've served us and made it so that we're free and all of that, and we just appreciate them so much. And so as a result of that, I think they should be first in line. But it was difficult for the seller, and people had a bad taste in their mouth when they had a VA loan because they felt like they had to jump through a lot of more hoops. And today, that really isn't the case, but there's still that stigma out there that that's what the case is. But it's really pretty easy. I mean, yes, they have to have a VA appraisal, and they do look at really the same things that any other buyer would look for. I mean, the 4-point, they want to make sure that the roof is good, the electricity, the plumbing, the water. I guess the plumbing is the water, right? But basically, it comes down to that they want to make sure that all of those things are operating. Electric is the 4th one, that all of those things are operating effectively, of course, and everything. But most buyers, want that to be the case as well. So basically, there are some things that the VA buyer can do to stand out. They're 100% loan and everything. And one thing that I thought was interesting for you veterans out there is that if you make a 5% down payment or more on your property, that you're going to do that, then there is what they call a funding fee from the VA, which is basically like mortgage insurance for other loans. That it's at 2.3% normally, but when you put 5% down, it goes to 1.65%. So that's something that you pay every year and everything that's included in your loan. And so to just get that down, that obviously makes sense. So that's something for you to consider if you're a veteran and you want to do a VA loan. And then you can make your offer stronger by putting more money down in earnest money. And basically, you could put 5% instead of 1%. So the largest earnest money that's down is another instrument that communicates the ease in the relationship that you've got money to back yourself up and that you actually want to work hard to get that home and everything. And so basically, whatever you can do to make yourself stand out to the seller is what you have to do in any kind of a situation today to get the house. But there are things that the VA buyer can do that can definitely make you stand out even further. And so I just think that if you can stand out, then why not? Why put offers on 15 properties before you get one and just put it on 2 or 3 if you have to, or just the first one so that you can actually get it? And you can do all of those things by putting yourself in the best light. And so I'm a strong proponent of putting yourself in the best light so that when they're looking at your offer, there's really not any decision that they have to make. They're looking at it and they're going, I'm going to pick these guys. I don't care what everybody else does because everything is strong in the way that it looks and everything. And that's what you want to have, obviously. So you want to obviously put your best foot forward. And whether you're a veteran and using a VA loan, or whether you're doing a conventional loan or cash or whatever, you always want to make yourself look the best to the seller so that they say, hey, I'm going to pick you, and that's it. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So Another thing that I found this week that I found fascinating and I thought was great is it said four things every renter needs to consider. And as a renter, you're constantly faced with the same dilemma: keep renting for another year or purchase a home. Your answer depends on your current situation and future plans, but there are benefits to homeownership that every renter needs to consider. And here's a few things that you should think about before you settle on renting another year. Number one is that rents are rising quickly. I know that you can't see this graph that I have in front of me, but it shows from 1988 that the rents have just continued to rise and rise and rise. But the interesting thing is that the steepest rises are actually from 2019 to now. They have gone up a lot more in the last couple of years than they had in the first years. I mean, as you see this chart, which I know you guys can't see, but it's showing it that it was pretty, it was a rising, but it wasn't rising like huge. And then what happened is in 2000, it started going up, you know, it had a big chunk of an increase, and then it kind of leveled off, but it still kept increasing. It has never gone down. There's never any dip that we see here. Well, it looks like maybe 2010 to 2011, it made a little bit of a dip, but then it just kept on chugging, and it looks like a mountain. And so it's kind of, the thing is that you have to continually look at, and it shows that price increases quite a bit is what you're looking at every year. And what they're talking about, rental costs are rising. And in this graph, this is just showing in the last year, and they're showing a two-bedroom went up 14.4%, and a one-bedroom went up 13.7%. And a studio went up 11.3%. So it's really important to know that even if you stay where you're at, your rental prices may rise or may increase. And sometimes what happens is when an owner has a good tenant in there, and I see this all the time, is that they don't raise the rent because they felt like they have a good tenant, and so they just want to keep them. Well, that happens maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years in a row. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get a culture shock because the owner says, hey, I want to sell it. Or, they're like, well, I'm going to raise it to market rent. And then all of a sudden, your rental rate is maybe $500 or $600 more than what it was before. I mean, I've seen that for sure in houses that a few years ago went for $1,400. Now they're $2,000 a month all day long. And rental apartments and that kind of thing, the same thing. So there are a lot of increases and everything out there that are happening consistently in this market, and it doesn't show any way of going down. There was something that was an article that something's going on in Berlin, I believe it is right now, that the government took over a lot of the housing. And so they put like all these moratoriums on how much you could charge for rent and on all of those kinds of things. And so what I just saw now that happened is that everybody's up in arms about it. So they can't change the rent, but what they're doing is they're charging people for appliances, for cabinets, and all of those things that are in the rental place that you have to, have obviously that are part of it. So the rent itself isn't changing, but if you want to have the cabinets, the toilets, the kitchen, and all those kinds of things, then you're going to have to pay more to rent those things that are not considered part of the real estate. So I found that pretty interesting that they were doing that. And I would think some of those things would be considered part of the real estate, but obviously they didn't think so. So they went ahead and they're making up for it one way or another. So basically when it comes down to it, you know, people will always find a way to make things work the way that they need to if they get, under the gun and that kind of stuff. And so, renters are unfortunately subject to somebody else's thought process in regards to what they think the property is worth. And so that's what you have to deal with, one of the things, and we'll get to the rest of them after the break. If you want to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So the number two thing, the number one thing that it's talking about, that four things renters need to consider is the number one was the price, obviously, that rentals just keep increasing. The number two thing is that renters miss out on equity gains. So one of the most significant advantages of buying a home is the wealth you build through equity. This year alone, homeowners gained a substantial amount of equity, which grew into net worth. And as a renter, you miss out on this wealth building tool that can be used to fund your retirement, buy a bigger home, downsize, or achieve personal goals like paying for an education or starting a new business, or owning your home and not having to have a house payment. So basically, when it comes down to it, that if you do own a home, there are options for you to have all of those, to build your wealth and all of those kinds of things, because the money you're spending on rent is just going, out the window. And unfortunately, like we talked about, the bottom line is that it just keeps going up and up and up, and you don't have any control. The number three things that it says that you should consider is homeowners can customize to their heart's content. It's a big decision-making point if you want to be able to paint, renovate, make home upgrades, and all of those kinds of things. You can do all of those things if you actually own the home. But if you don't own the home, it makes it a lot more difficult for you to be able to do that. And so it's really kind of, tough when you're looking at it. And then the fourth thing, it says owning a home may provide greater mobility than you think. You may choose to rent because you feel it provides greater flexibility. If you need to move for any reason, that it's going to be a little harder to sell your home and that kind of thing. And basically, it's know that today in the Orlando market, in the Central Florida market where we are, is that the average days on the market is like 25 days on the market. So when you're looking at that, it doesn't take that long to actually sell your home if you need to do that. And that means that you have more flexibility than you think if you relocate as a homeowner. So deciding if it's the right time for you to buy is a personal decision, and the timing is different for everybody. However, if you'd like to learn more about that, just go ahead and give us a call and we'll help you out with that. And like I've mentioned before too, there are those rent-to-own abilities and properties and everything that are out there that you can do, that basically, with the couple of companies that we deal with consistently, is that they actually buy the home for you if that's something that you want to do. If you want to, buy a home, you're able to go ahead and pick out the home that you want to buy, and then the company will buy it. They'll let you rent it back, one of them for up to 5 years, but it's just a 1 year lease. So if you decide you don't like the house or something like that, after a year, you can just walk away. No big deal. You have nothing lost or anything like that. You don't have any of your money that you're paying in rent that's going to the company outside of your rental fee. So, there's no extra fee that you're paying. You're just paying market rent. So that's one company. Another company out there, what they do is they have you put usually about 1.5% down as a down payment, because they actually want you to purchase that home between 18 months and 3 years. So again, they pick out the home, you pick out the home that you want to purchase, and then they purchase it for you, and they charge you a little bit more for rent, but that little bit more is actually going into a savings account. If you decide not to purchase that home, then you can get your savings account money back and everything, so you are just paying market rent and everything too. So if you do have some kind of an issue that you think is a problem that you're going to be able to buy, these companies might be a better option than just renting from anyone. And probably the biggest problem that we run into is that when we are, working with somebody that wants to sell, sometimes the tenant is just blindsided by it because they expected that they were going to be able to purchase the home or just stay there forever. And because of the rates and everything that are out there right now, there's a lot of homeowners that are just like, hey, they don't live there, they're investors. And so they're like, hey, I'd like to, get my money in and put it somewhere else. And so then the person that's renting has to get out of there many times. And Many times they don't have a lot of time to do it. But if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio, WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, when it comes down to it, you know, there are a lot of options out there if you do want to buy a home. And we've been talking about that quite a bit today and everything. But, you know, if you're a seller, there are tremendous opportunities and everything out there for you. And you might think, well, it doesn't really matter because I can just put my house on the market myself and then I'm going to be able to, you know, get offers and everything right away. Which the answer is yes, you probably can get offers right away, 9 times out of 10. However, when it comes down to it, for example, a house that I put on the market recently, we got 15 offers within 6 days, okay? And so when you look at that and you go, okay, as the regular homeowner, sifting through those 15 offers and figuring out which is the right one to take and being able to just compare apples to apples and oranges to oranges is something that's really important when it comes to looking at and negotiating that home. And so, you know, you could do that. And there was an offer the first day that was going to be at asking price, but because we put it on the market and left it on there for a little while longer, you know, 6 whole days, then basically what happened is that we were able to, like I said, get 15 offers and got as much as 10% above asking, you know, on that home. So as a for sale by owner, if you put it out there and you get an offer the first day, you're like, oh, no, everything's great. I know what I'm doing and all that kind of stuff, and it's going to be great. But then what happens is that how much did you cheat yourself out of? I mean, that's the question that you have to ask yourself because you don't really know. Because you didn't put it out there on the open market maybe long enough or knowing, you know, what to do. And I'm working with a seller right now that we're putting their house on the market here pretty quickly in the next couple of weeks. And they had purchased a home from a neighbor, you know, in the area that they wanted to do it to one of their relatives. And so they just all agreed because they all knew each other and they said, hey, we'll go ahead and just buy it. We're not going to use any realtors or anything. And they told me that it was the biggest mistake that they had made because they realized that what had happened is that there was a lot more things that they ran into, just little things that they ran into that they, if they had used a realtor, that they wouldn't have had to deal with. And, you know, so, but who you use matters because with everybody, you know, it's like with us selling more houses than the average realtor, we're basically gone through a lot more things and know how to solve a lot more problems easier than maybe somebody that's less experienced. It's not that they can't do it, but they may not do it as easily and they might not do it as efficiently and everything as we do. And that's why we get, you know, 7.6, I believe it is, percent more than the average realtor when it comes to, you know, putting your house on the market. And so, you know, I just recently redid those stats because when I was, you know, previously looking at it, I was looking at a different period of time when the market was completely different. And I knew that it didn't reflect what we have going on now. So I went ahead and rechecked it. And basically, you know, just in using us, you know, you're going to put another 6.7% in your pocket. So basically, obviously that takes up, actually, I think it was 7.6%. I don't know. It was somewhere in that range. I should have my numbers straight. But basically, when it comes down to it, anything that you would pay us is definitely, you know, free. You're selling it for market value and you're able to put, you know, all of the money in your pocket, which, you know, just makes it a good deal. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we will see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So we've got our free report that I haven't talked about yet today, and this is actually not a pleasant time, but usually when people are buying or selling their house, it comes down to that there's some kind of a lifestyle change, and everybody goes through them one time or another, and not necessarily this, but a lot of people do go through this. But this is divorce, and what you need to know about your house, your mortgage, and your taxes, and how it affects your house when you're going through divorce. So in order to get this free report, it's 833-535-8081, extension 1009. There's a lot of information in it, and I'm not going to be able to get to all of it today, but just wanted to offer this free report. So again, it's 833-535-8081, extension 1009. You don't have to talk to anybody. All you have to do is leave your address or email address, and we'll be happy to get it off to you. And so when it comes to divorce, and you're looking at there's basic housing options when in the midst of it, that first of all, you could go ahead and sell the house now and divide up the proceeds. So that's probably one of the cleaner things to do. The second one is that you could buy out your spouse. The third one is that you could have your spouse buy you out. Or number four is you could retain your ownership. And basically when it comes down to it, you know, I think that everybody has to look at what's best for them when it comes to it. And I've seen situations where everything has worked out better if they sell now, and or one of them buys out the other or whatever. And then I've seen situations where they would, you know, continue to retain the ownership of the house. One person's paying, and then when they go to sell it, they split the proceeds then. And, you know, if the housing market continues to go up, which in the short term, at least it will, obviously. But, you know, once that divorce decree is done and everything's all decided, then, you know, you probably don't want to go back to court and rehash it out if something happens that you're going to have to, that you want to sell it now and the other person doesn't, and all of those kinds of things. So sometimes it's better, I think, to do number one, two, or three, but that depends on the people, obviously, in regards to figuring out, you know, what exactly that you want to do. And in this market, you know, there are a lot of opportunities to get top dollar, obviously, for your house. And so I think that that's something that, you know, I would consider if I was in that situation. Thankfully, I'm not. But basically, if I was in that situation, I would want to, you know, either have someone buy out the other, or I would personally want to have sell my house now and divide up the proceeds. And I'm sure there are tax consequences and those kinds of things that you have to look at. And so it's not just an easy thing to figure out, but it is something that obviously that you have to consider when you're going through that unfortunate thing in life and everything. So there are mistakes that you could make in doing it, because divorce is a tough situation, which opens up to many emotional and financial issues to be solved. And one of the most important decisions is what you're going to do about the house. So in the midst of a heavy emotional and financial turmoil, what you need most is some non-emotional, straightforward, specific answers. And once you know how a divorce affects your home, your mortgage, and taxes, critical decisions are easier. Neutral third-party information can help you make logical, better rather than emotional decisions. And probably the first decision is whether you want to continue living in the house. Will the familiar surroundings bring you comfort and emotional security, or unpleasant memories? Do you want to minimize change by staying where you are, or sell your home and move to a new place that offers a new start? Only you can answer these questions, but there are almost certainly to be some financial repercussions to your decision process. What can you afford? Can you manage the whole house on your budget? Is refinancing possible, or is it better to sell and buy? How much house can you buy on your new budget? And the purpose of this report is to help you ask the right questions so you can make informed decisions that will be right for your situation. So again, in order to get this report, you can call 833-535-8081, extension 1009. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So now it's time for our house of the week. And I think that this is a house that's over in the Lake Nona area. It's actually a 5-bedroom, 3-bath home that's 2,400 square feet, roughly. And it was built in 2019, so it's an almost new house. And the price on it is $420,000 or so, is basically what it is. And basically, you have warm natural light going throughout the open concept living room and creating a relaxing space that's perfect for guests. So this house does not have a private pool, obviously, because it was built so recently and they didn't do that. But basically, the master bedroom is on the second floor and the living room and kitchen, obviously, on the first floor. It's block and stucco home. And, you know, the roof is shingle. Like I said, it's in the Lake Nona area. And at 2,400 square feet at $420,000, believe it or not, it is a bargain today. So if this is something that you're looking for, a 5-bedroom, 3-bath house, just give us a call at 407-566-2555. And we can help you out with that in, you know, getting that house. That's our house of the week that we have out there for you. So when it was built in 2019, it still comes with a lot of the builder warranties for structural and that kind of thing. So it's almost new. And as you've heard us talk about many times before, the new construction homes, they take, they're hard to even put under contract now. But if you do that, then it could take you up to a year for it actually to be complete. So there are a lot of opportunities out there with houses that are almost new. And so, you know, why wait for the new one to be built? I think that there is a lot of opportunity. As I was looking for somebody else the other day in the Davenport area, that we were looking for a house over there. And we found one that was built in 2020. And, you know, the people had built it and thinking that their kids were going to come and visit them a lot. And they didn't end up doing that. And so they decided that it was too big of a house for what they wanted. And they had new furniture in there, new beds and stuff that nobody's ever slept in, quite honestly. And so you talk about new, this was basically new. They've lived in one home and they're very, I mean, one room, and they're very neat and everything. And so that home is basically brand new. So there are a lot of opportunities and that kind of thing out there. If you're looking for a home that may be almost new, we're talking 2 or 3 years at the most or something, that are out there. Those houses are out there that are ready to go. There are obviously new homes and everything out there as well. When I was looking at how many new home communities just on this one site that I have access to, and I have access to multiple sites outside of this, but on this particular site in our area, there are 164 new home communities. I mean, we're not talking new home models or anything like that. That we're talking into the thousands. But basically, communities, 164 of them out there. So there's no way usually that you can know that you're necessarily going to where you want to go, because you might not know about all of them because they just kind of spring up. I mean, some of them are several hundred or thousand houses in a community, and some of them are just maybe 50 or 60. And the HOA fees and all of those kinds of things vary greatly depending on what kind of things that you're looking for. But there are definitely a lot of opportunities out there, and this is a great time to buy a house. And the reason why is because we're heading into December next week. And when we do that, the number of people out there looking goes down. So if you're frustrated, I would say this is your time. It's a great time to do it. So anyway, it's been great talking to you. In order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you next week. Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.